Deep learning, a prominent technology in today's world, has emerged as a leading subset of machine learning. It imitates the intricate functionalities of the human brain, enabling machines to interpret the meaning from unstructured data. Its applications span various industries, including security, automotive, healthcare, and content creation, with its prevalence rising. The increasing demand for deep learning has driven its adoption across diverse business sectors. If you aim to secure a rewarding career in deep learning, exploring our curated list of frequently asked deep learning interview questions and answers can significantly benefit you. Question 1. What is deep learning? Answer: Deep learning is a subfield of machine learning that involves training artificial neural networks to learn and make predictions from data. These networks consist of multiple layers, allowing them to automatically learn hierarchical representations of the input data. Question 2. What is the difference between supervised learning and unsupervised learning? Answer: In supervised learning, the model is trained on labeled data, where the input data is paired with corresponding target labels. In unsupervised learning, the model is trained on unlabeled data, and it tries to find patterns and structures in the data without explicit target labels. Question 3. Explain backpropagation in neural networks. Answer: Backpropagation is the core algorithm used to train neural networks. It involves computing the gradient of the loss function with respect to the network's parameters and then updating those parameters in the opposite direction of the gradient to minimize the loss during training. Question 4. What are activation functions, and why are they necessary? Answer: Activation functions introduce non-linearities to neural networks, allowing them to learn complex patterns in data. They are essential because without non-linearities, the neural network would be equivalent to a linear model, limiting its capacity to represent more intricate relationships in data. Question 5. What is the vanishing gradient problem? Answer: The vanishing gradient problem occurs when gradients in a deep neural network become too small as they propagate backward during training. This leads to very slow learning or even convergence to suboptimal solutions, especially in deep networks with many layers. Question 6. Explain dropout regularization. Answer: Dropout is a regularization technique used to prevent overfitting in neural networks. During training, random neurons are dropped, i.e., their outputs are set to zero, with a specified probability, which forces the network to rely on other neurons and reduces co-adaptation between neurons. Question 7. What is data augmentation? Answer: Data augmentation is a technique used to artificially increase the size of the training dataset by applying random transformations to the original data, such as rotations, flips, and translations. This helps improve the model's generalization ability and robustness. Question 8. What is transfer learning? Answer: Transfer learning is a technique in deep learning where a pre-trained model, trained on a large dataset, is used as the starting point for a different but related task. By leveraging the learned features from the pre-trained model, it can significantly reduce the amount of data and time required to train a new model. Question 9. What are recurrent neural networks, RNNs? Answer: RNNs are a type of neural network designed to handle sequential data. They have loops that allow information to persist across time steps, making them suitable for tasks such as natural language processing and time series prediction. Question 10. Explain the long short-term memory, LSTM, network. Answer: LSTM is a specific type of RNN that addresses the vanishing gradient problem. It introduces a gating mechanism that allows the network to selectively remember or forget information over time, enabling better long-term dependencies modeling. Question 11. What is the difference between a CNN and an RNN? Answer: Convolutional neural networks, CNNs, are primarily used for tasks like image recognition, where the spatial relationships in data are essential. RNNs, on the other hand, are more suitable for sequential data, such as natural language, where the temporal order matters. Question 12. What is batch normalization? Answer: Batch normalization is a technique used to accelerate training and improve model performance. It normalizes the activations of each layer across the mini-batch during training, which helps stabilize and speed up the learning process. Question 13. What is the difference between stochastic gradient descent, SGD, and mini-batch gradient descent? Answer: SGD uses a single training example to update the model's parameters, making it computationally inefficient and less stable. Mini-batch gradient descent, on the other hand, divides the training dataset into smaller batches and updates the parameters based on the average gradient of each batch, striking a balance between efficiency and stability. Question 14. What is the role of an optimizer in deep learning? Answer: The optimizer is responsible for updating the model's parameters during training to minimize the loss function. It uses the gradients computed during backpropagation to determine how much each parameter should be adjusted in each iteration. Question 15. Explain the concept of learning rate in deep learning. Answer: The learning rate is a hyperparameter that controls the step size at which the optimizer updates the model's parameters during training. A larger learning rate can lead to faster convergence but may cause the optimization process to be unstable, while a smaller learning rate can result in slow convergence. Question 16. What is overfitting and how it can be mitigated? Answer: Overfitting occurs when a model performs well on the training data but poorly on unseen data. To mitigate overfitting, techniques like dropout, data augmentation, and regularization are used. Collecting more data and using simpler architectures can also help. Question 17. Explain the concept of the universal approximation theorem in neural networks. Answer: The universal approximation theorem states that a feed-forward neural network with a single hidden layer and a finite number of neurons can approximate any continuous function with arbitrary precision, given enough hidden neurons. It demonstrates the expressive power of neural networks. Question 18. What is the difference between a generative and discriminative model? Answer: Generative models learn the joint probability distribution of the input features and their corresponding labels. They can be used for tasks like generating new data similar to the training data. Discriminative models, on the other hand, directly learn the conditional probability distribution of labels given the input data and are used for classification tasks. Question 19. What are autoencoders? Answer: Autoencoders are a type of neural network used for unsupervised learning and dimensionality reduction. They consist of an encoder, which compresses the input data into a lower dimensional representation, and a decoder, which reconstructs the original data from the compressed representation. Question 20. What is the difference between deep learning and machine learning? Answer: Deep learning is a subset of machine learning. While both involve training models to make predictions from data, deep learning specifically focuses on neural networks with multiple layers to learn hierarchical representations, whereas machine learning encompasses a broader range of algorithms and techniques for various types of data analysis and pattern recognition. Thank you for listening to our podcast.